Mike Tegubin, hello, friend, and greetings again in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. This is Bob Griggs, and I'm delighted that you're joining us again for a few moments of Bible study around the Word of God. And we are studying concerning who we are in Christ, what it means to be a child of God, what it means to be born again by the Spirit of God and by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're studying in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, chapter 12, how that God, through His mighty power, wrought many miracles and wonders in the land of Egypt, as He was delivering the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And it's a beautiful picture of how we, who are in spiritual bondage, dead in trespasses and in sin, separated from God, in slavery and bondage to sin, can be delivered and liberated, set free from the control and the dominion of sin through the power of the precious blood of Christ and our faith in the Lord Jesus, accepting Him as our Savior, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Inviting Christ to come into our heart, what a glorious transformation and change takes place within the individual who believes in the Lord Jesus Christ and accepts Him as Savior. You recall how the children of Israel had been in bondage for over 400 years. The time had come for their deliverance. And Moses, God had raised up Moses and Aaron to lead them out of their bondage. And so on this 14th day of this special month, which was to be the first month for the children of Israel, their new month, a new beginning, this 14th day of the month, this lamb, a special lamb that every one of them had penned up for four days. On the 10th day of the month, they were to take the lamb. They were to pin it up for 4 days. It was to be tested to make sure that it was without flaw, that it was without blemish. And then on the 14th day in the evening, all the children of Israel were to take their lambs, to kill the lambs, to catch the blood. They were to roast the lambs with fire, and they were to put the blood across the top of the door and on either side of the doorpost, because that night the death angel was going to pass through the land, and the blood was to be that which would protect them. According to chapter 12 of Exodus, and verse 12, "For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. Against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt." The blood, the precious, precious blood of the Lamb. And as we've mentioned before, John 1, the introduction of the Lord Jesus by John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." Yes, the Lord Jesus Christ is that Lamb, and it's His blood that cleanseth us from all sin. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 13, we read these words, "But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ." we're brought into the fellowship of believers through the blood of Christ, and Jew and Gentile are brought together through the blood of Jesus Christ. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14, if you'll turn in your Bible or New Testament to the book of Colossians. We're in Ephesians, the next book is Philippians, and then comes Colossians. Incidentally, perhaps some of you listening do not have a Bible or a New Testament. We would like to send you a brand New Testament containing all 27 books in one volume, and it will be absolutely free. All we need is your name and your mailing address, and then we will be delighted to mail this New Testament to you free of charge, and it will be postage paid. We'll also send you our prayer card with our picture on it. We'll send you a calendar, a new calendar. We'll send you some gospel tracts, and we'll send you the first three lessons of our first Bible correspondence course. If you complete four of our Bible correspondence courses, we will send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books of the Bible. And all of this is free. The only cost to you would be to mail back the answer sheets of the Bible correspondence course, and then we will grade them, and we will send you the rest of course one with your new, these other materials, literature that will help you to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And each one of these courses, once you complete all four of them, we'll send you a brand new Bible containing all 66 books. Now, our mailing address, and I hope you have a pencil or a pen handy to write down our mailing address. It's quite simple. You just address it to Bob Griggs. That's my name. Capital B-O-B space capital G-R-I-G-G-S. That would be on the first line, Bob Griggs. On the next line, you'd put a capital P, period, capital O, period, capital B-O-X. That stands for our post office box, and the number is 825. Post office box 825. On the next line, you'll put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O. That stands for Ignacio. That's the city that we live near, the town that we live nearby. Capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period. That stands for the state we live in called Colorado. And so, capital C, capital O, period. And then our zip code will be on the same line, and the zip code is 81137-0825. That's our zip code, and it's very important you have the zip code. Sometimes we've even gotten letters that had little information, but it had the zip code, and we got it because of the zip code, not because the address was correct. But that zip code's very important. Again, on that third line, you will put capital I-G-N-A-C-I-O, comma, capital C, capital O, period, and then the zip code, 81137-0825. Then on the last line, you want to be sure to put United States of America. If you're in another country, then you want to put United States of America, or you can abbreviate it with a capital U, capital S, capital A, USA. That will be the abbreviation. And we will look forward to hearing from you and we'll be delighted to send back to you a free New Testament, the Bible Correspondence Course, the Christian Literature, a calendar, and our picture, all of this in a packet, addressed to you. Now in Colossians, in the book of Colossians, for those of you who have a New Testament or a Bible, look at Colossians chapter 1 and verse 14. In whom, and he's speaking of Christ, you'll notice the last three words of verse 13, into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Oh yes, beloved, redeemed, bought out of the slave market of sin, and brought into the family of God, made a joint heir with the Lord Jesus through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. How wonderful to be forgiven. And then verse 20 of Colossians 1, and having made peace, speaking of the Lord Jesus, making peace through the blood of his cross, by Christ, by him, to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in heaven or things in earth. And he's speaking about God the Father, verse 19, for it pleased the Father that in him, in Christ, should all fullness dwell, and having made peace, peace between God and man, through the blood of his cross, the shed blood of Christ, by him, by Christ, to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, and to reconcile all things unto God the Father. It's through the Lord Jesus we're brought into fellowship with God the Father. By him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And so it's through the blood of Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, that we're brought into fellowship with God the Father. And then finally, in Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 12, we read these words. And verse 11, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Till next time, goodbye.